Why is it that we empty ourselves to fill it with the emotions of someone else? Why is that we sacrifice our hearts and sacrifice our emotions? Sacrifice our individuality for the benefit of others, for the benefit of those we care about? Why is it that we work so hard for those who don't give two craps about us and reject those that care so much for us? Why is it so hard to leave those that hurt us the most? Why is it so hard to break away from what we know to be bad for us, like a bad habit or an addiction? Only it's a person and not an object, or a cigarette or marijuana. It's crazy how life hits us with people that we feel that we'll be together with forever, that we feel will last a while or a long time or always. Or we put so many dates and expectations and desires on people. We put more commitment on people than we do in ourselves. We invest more in people and our boyfriends and our girlfriends and friends more than we do ourselves. We hear the bad thoughts. We hear the reality in the back of our head. We hear our conscience, but we reject it. We feel our gut getting wheezy, yet we reject it because we want something to last. We want eternity. We want promises to be fulfilled and not broken. So we fight for a promise that someone else made to us. We stick with the promise and try to fulfill a promise that someone else made to us. Yeah, we can't make promises to ourselves. We said that we love ourselves and want to uphold self-love and want to take care of ourselves and make money for ourselves or spoil ourselves. But it all goes to the opposite sex, the opposite team. We never know hurt until they leave us. We never know pain until we've cried so much. Why is it that we can't face our own reality? We feed in to our own fantasies and our own desires, and we depict this as our reality. But we never see life for what it truly is. We just see it for what we truly want it to be. What we wish it was. What we wish it could be. A down female isn't someone that sticks around while you're cheating. A down female isn't someone that sticks around while you're ignoring them or not giving them attention. A down female is there for you while you're finding a career, building your educational aspects or educational experiences. A down female understands that you have business to take care of. But while you're taking care of that business, you're still including her in that business. You're still holding her on this pedestal. I feel like we're really losing sight of the quality in being with someone. It shouldn't be just one person benefiting from the other. It should be both people benefiting from each other. From each other. Relationships aren't always going to be, you know, puppies and rainbows, but I don't think they'll be too difficult either. But I feel like what's really shortchanging us is that we have no problem with comparing our teenage or adolescent relationships with people who are married or people who've been together for 5 or 6 years and in their 20s, late 20s, early 30s. But we can't seem to depict it as that we're all still young. And we're all still trying to find our way around life, around a life that's on so many different types of media, where we should be, showing us where we should be, where we could be, eating away at our own desires for ourselves, eating away at individuality for what it is. In order to take care of someone else, you must know yourself. And sometimes when you know yourself and take care of someone else, you lose yourself while you're taking care of them. So the real question is, do we really desire to be with someone? Do we really need to be with someone else? When all it ever feels like they're doing is eating away at you. Whoever needed to hear this, don't let him control you. Don't let him hurt you again. Don't cry days in, nights out. Don't do that. Your eyes are too beautiful to be blurred away with tears. And your mind is too valuable to be eaten away at with stress and sacrifices that aren't giving back in return, that aren't worth giving. Don't give any sacrifices to someone who doesn't deserve it. Don't spend hundreds of dollars on someone who doesn't deserve it. Value yourself and value your heart and value your quality. No human being is worth a penny. Like, we're all worth something. And it's more than just what a price is. You must value yourself as a gem, as a diamond in the rough. But because we don't value ourselves, it's hard to value other people. It's hard to value a relationship as it should be. Instead, we're just throwing these different amounts of happiness that aren't even true happiness. This is more of the mellow, serious episodes, but it was worth it. We deserve more in life. We just gotta grab it and own it.